Good evening and a warm welcome to the Heal Security Dispatch Daily Digest, your go-to source for the newest updates and professional insights in cybersecurity, presented by Heal Security. My name is Richard Simmons, and I am coming to you from London, ready to explore the crucial nexus between healthcare and cybersecurity intelligence. Today is Tuesday, the 16th of April, 2024. Join me as we navigate the intricate landscape of the digital world.
I am Charles, the CEO and founder of Heal Security. We are developing the Heal Security Desktop, a cutting-edge solution designed to deliver the fastest healthcare industry-specific cybersecurity threat intelligence. The Heal Security Desktop keeps a vigilant watch over an extensive network encompassing more than 222,000 vulnerabilities, 1.5 million products, and approximately 645,000 organizations and vendors. This comprehensive monitoring ensures we're at the forefront of cybersecurity. We invite you to join our Heal Security Desktop Early Adopter Program. By collaborating with us, you'll be an integral part of this groundbreaking journey. To learn more and get involved, please visit healsecurity.com.
In a troubling development for cybersecurity, Cisco has confirmed a breach in their multi-factor authentication service, Duo, revealing that an unauthorized party gained access to a customer's cloud environment. The incident, which appears to have exploited a compromised third-party account, highlights the growing challenges that even secure platforms face against sophisticated cyber threats. Cisco has since implemented additional security measures and is working closely with the affected customer to investigate and respond to this security violation. The Cybersecurity and Infrastructure Security Agency, CISA, has issued a warning regarding Chirp smart door locks due to a vulnerability that allows malicious actors to unlock them remotely. The flaw, which can be exploited with little technical knowledge, raises significant security concerns for users who rely on these devices to secure their homes and offices. The Cybersecurity and Infrastructure Security Agency encourages users to apply the necessary firmware update provided by Chirp to mitigate the risk and to remain vigilant of any suspicious activity around their smart locks. A notorious ransomware group has claimed responsibility for a cyber attack on Change Healthcare, beginning to leak what it alleges to be stolen data from the healthcare technology company. This data breach raises significant concerns regarding patient privacy and the security of sensitive health information. Change Healthcare is currently working with cybersecurity experts and authorities to assess the situation and mitigate any potential damage from the incident. The British royal family has reportedly been targeted by the Snatch ransomware gang in an alleged data breach affecting high-profile members, including King Charles III and Queen Camilla. The attackers released a file named royals.zip, containing personal information such as email addresses and passwords of 25 royals. This breach appears to be driven by hacktivism, aiming to hold influential figures accountable for lapses in data security. Researchers at the University of Pittsburgh have discovered the mechanisms behind uveal melanoma's resistance to immunotherapies, paving the way for adaptive therapy approaches to treat the aggressive eye cancer. Despite standard treatments, uveal melanoma commonly recurs, posing significant treatment challenges. Utilizing the newly developed uveal melanoma immunogenic score, clinicians can now more accurately predict patient responses to treatments by analyzing the activity of more than 2,000 genes. In the fusion of AI with healthcare, professionals highlight the balance between machine efficiency and the critical human touch. While AI rapidly processes medical data, only human caregivers bring empathy and sensitivity to socioeconomic dynamics. Despite the hurdles of training and ethics, experts underscore the indispensability of human involvement for optimal patient care. In a concerning discovery for cloud security, Researchers have identified that command line interface tools from major cloud providers like Amazon Web Services, Google Cloud Platform, and Microsoft Azure could potentially expose sensitive credentials in build logs. This vulnerability occurs when users inadvertently set high verbosity levels, which can result in the tools printing authentication tokens or API keys in logs that may be publicly accessible. Users of these cloud services are urged to review their CLI tool settings and build processes to ensure that they are not exposing confidential access credentials. Authorities have apprehended a cybercriminal accused of hijacking cloud computing power for illicit cryptocurrency mining, resulting in a staggering $3.5 million loss for cloud service providers. The elaborate scheme involved exploiting cloud resources through a sophisticated crypto jacking operation that compromised hundreds of individual and corporate accounts across various platforms. This arrest marks a significant victory in the ongoing battle against digital fraud and the misuse of cloud technology. The Energy and Commerce Committee's Health Subcommittee convened to scrutinize the state of cybersecurity in the healthcare industry, prompted by the recent cyber breach at Change Healthcare. Experts highlighted the sector's vulnerabilities and stressed the urgency for more robust protective measures. The hearing aimed to establish a clearer strategy to bolster defenses against a growing wave of cyber threats to healthcare systems. The Dark Angels ransomware group alleges that they have breached semiconductor company Nexperia, siphoning off 1 terabyte of highly sensitive information, which includes client data from major brands, internal documents, and trade secrets. Nexperia, a subsidiary of Chinese-owned Wingtech Technology, confirmed the cyber attack on its IT systems and has since launched an investigation with cybersecurity experts, alongside notifying authorities. The breach comes on the heels of the Dark Angels' previous cyber attack on Johnson Controls in September 2023, demanding a $51 million ransom. Thank you for listening. I'm Richard Simmons, and that concludes today's edition of Heal Security Dispatch Daily Digest. We appreciate your time and look forward to having you with us again tomorrow for more insightful updates. Remember to like, subscribe for ongoing coverage and in-depth analysis, and consider becoming part of the Heal Security Desktop Early Adopter Program by visiting healsecurity.com. Until we meet again, don't have nightmares. Stay savvy and secure in the digital realm.